I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which today is a Guess the Famous Person episode. And as usual, I'm going to talk about a famous person and you will have to guess who the person is. However, I am not going to make it so easy for you this time, mostly because there are some very interesting facts about this individual's unusual personality that make him or her unique. And that most people don't know. This is going to be the first of a two-part episode. So I'm going to give you some clues about this famous person today. And then we'll continue with some more clues in tomorrow's episode. But first, let's take a look at some vocabulary I'll be using to talk about this person. Okay, the first word is a noun and it's landowner. And the landowner is someone who owns land, especially a large amount of land. Next is a phrasal verb, to drop out. If a student drops out of school or college, university, then it means they stop going to classes before they have finished their course. Next, another phrasal verb, to end up. And this means to reach or come to a place, condition, or situation that was not planned or expected. Next, a noun, enlightenment. In Hinduism and Buddhism, the highest spiritual state that can be achieved is enlightenment, to reach enlightenment. Next, an adjective, accustomed. If you are accustomed to something, you are familiarized with something. Next, a verb, to harden. And this means to become more determined, often unpleasant in the way that you deal with a situation. For example, living in the desert hardened the recruits. It made them more determined. It made them stronger. Next, hygiene. Notice the spelling and the pronunciation of this word. H-Y-G-I-E-N-E. Hygiene, and this is the practice or principles of keeping yourself and your environment clean in order to maintain health and prevent disease. Next, fruitarian. A fruitarian is someone who only eats fruit. Next, fasting. This comes from the verb to fast, which means to eat no food for a period of time. Next, to relieve. This is the verb which means to make an unpleasant feeling, such as pain, worry, or in this case, stress, less severe or less strong. For example, she was given a shot of morphine to relieve the pain, reduce. Next, bare feet. We're looking specifically here at the word bare, which is another word for without any material covering it. So bare feet or barefoot is the adjective, means not wearing any shoes or socks. Next, soothing, which is an adjective which is when something makes you feel calm. For example, a cup of soothing tea, it makes you feel calm. Next, throughout, meaning during the whole period of time. For example, throughout the week, during the whole week. Next, bootleg. A bootleg product is illegally made, copied, or sold. It's called a bootleg. Next, brochure. And this is a type of small magazine that contains pictures and information about a product or a company. Next, another phrasal verb, to stay up. And this means to go to bed later than usual. For example, we stayed up late to watch a film. Okay, just three to go. Another phrasal verb here, to split up. And this means to separate or to stop being a couple or even a band. You could say the band split up or the couple split up. They separated. Next, caricature. A caricature is a drawing or a written or spoken description of someone that usually makes them look silly and ridiculous by exaggerating their appearance or character. And finally, sharp as a tack. If you are as sharp as a tack, it basically means you're very intelligent, very quick-witted. Sharp is an adjective which could describe a person who can identify things very quickly, quick to notice things. But it could also mean an object being sharp, with a thin edge or point that can cut something or make a hole in something. Whereas a tack is a small, sharp nail with a flat end. So sharp as a tack means very intelligent. Okay, I'm just going to give you one clue and then we will continue the clues tomorrow. So let's see if you can guess who I'm describing. Here we go. I was adopted. My biological father was a political migrant from Syria, and my father's father was a self-made millionaire and landowner. My biological mother was German-Swiss, and her father, who was a conservative Catholic, didn't allow my parents to marry because my father was a Muslim. So they put me up for adoption on the condition that my adoptive parents be Catholic and college educated. Okay, so that's your first clue. Well done if you think you know who it is already. So we're going to look at the remaining clues in tomorrow's episode, so make sure you listen to that one, where I will also reveal the person that I am talking about. So that's all for part one. Part two is coming tomorrow.